on the way. 33 records been round. Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is. The way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and I hate to remind you, with limited time left.
Yeah.
We've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Mm-hmm. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that. The life of the party. I remember when a child's birthday party consisted of a small group of relatives and maybe some young friends of the child gathered around a table on which was a homemade two-layer cake with a candle for each year of the birthday child. The candles were lit, happy birthday was sung, and the kid blew out the candles.
Yep, I remember all that.
Yeah, and maybe there'd be a game of pin the tail on the donkey or something like that. That was it.
There might be party favors.
Yeah, party favors maybe. Okay, not today. What kind of a birthday party do you want, my darling child? Asked the parent. So one kid said, I want to go to the trampoline park. So that's what they did. They made an arrangement and they sent out invitations and, okay.
Became a theme.
Yeah. I'm 80. I am not going to jump on a trampoline. I'm just saying that. Then afterwards, they went to an all-you-can-eat pizza place, though. Well, I could get into that, even being 80 years old. Much more my speed.
Yeah.
Then another great-grandson said, I want a Super Mario party. So you think, well, what could that be? But no problem. You can buy all the things that go with it. The mustaches.
Oh, boy.
Fake mustaches, the hats, balls. But that's not all. It was going to be a roller skating Super Mario party. So once again, I said, I'm 80. I'm not roller skating.
Oh, Janet, you're a party pooper.
I know it. And I wasn't talking much either at the party because there is loud music playing at the, what do they even call a place where they have roller skating? At the rink, the indoor rink. I admit, though, it brings back memories when I was young and skated at High Roller. But the kids at the party had a great time, so that's the main thing. I just don't understand why it has to be a themed event.
Yeah, that started not in our era.
No, not in our era.
It got more and more expensive.
Yeah, and then there are the cakes. Many a mother used to pride herself on the birthday cake she decorated for her child. This was, you know, you were a good mother if you could make an interesting cake. I remember I created a sailing ship for my son Aaron when he was young. But now a cake is ordered from a bakery at a price which is close to what I used to make in a week as a teenager. Well, 85 cents an hour. It is sure to be a big hit with lots of frosting. I admit I do like frosting. Okay, I met my husband 43 years ago at a party. It was a Halloween party. He was dressed as a duck.
Yes, a duck.
A union suit, which is a one-piece underwear.
With buttons in the back.
Yes, with a flap for your butt. It was dyed bright yellow, and he had this big fabric duck head with a big duck beak.
Love at first sight?
Yeah, well, he was such an unlikely but attractive figure somehow. Little did I know when he was actually famous for wearing only a dirty diaper to the previous year's party.
No.
He says that he was, it was an adult incontinent brief, And then he had taken some chocolate and kind of melted it. I mean, this was bad. But that was before I actually knew him.
You would not have fallen for him.
Well, right. But at this party, he says that I was dressed as a strumpet.
What's a strumpet?
Well, how old are you? You don't know what a strumpet is? Well, I pointed out that I was only wearing some vintage clothing from my collection, a corset, fishnet stockings, and a bustier. That's what strumpet is.
A prostitute.
He found that attractive. A year later, we were living together in a tiny log cabin with five kids in an outhouse. So if I hadn't gone to that party. But one party that I remember very well, because it was only 10 years ago, was when I turned 70 in Isla Mujeres, Mexico. We were outside. It was ocean. Live music from friends and family. I drank champagne and smoked pot. And predictably for me, puked and passed out. My friend Joe lay down next to me and declared, "It's not a party until someone pukes and someone passes out."
But the same person?
Yeah, he didn't say anything about that. Well, I remember when Mark turned 60. His kids were here from far away, and we had a big crowd as his granddaughter ceremoniously snipped off his signature ponytail.
Oh, boy.
He was entering nursing school in the fall, and he didn't want his hippie look to be a factor. A silly boy. He still can't disguise the telltale glint in his eye.
And his beard.
Yeah. Anyway, the children sang funny songs at his birthday. A friend had a bed of nails, and he would lie down on it. And then he invited the other kids to lie down on it.
It doesn't even
hurt when there are lots of nails.
I saw those pictures.
Yeah, so that was really a memorable time. Then there was the Y2K New Year's Eve party. We had it here at our old log cabin. We had a big group of friends and family. Things have changed since then, but back then I took pictures, and now I look back, and there have been deaths, divorces, sickness. At the party, some people played music, others bobbed about in the gigantic hot tub that we had at the time. Others danced wildly to recorded music. At midnight, a guest played Auld Lang Syne on bagpipes, and as we sang and hugged each other, then there were sirens and lights, and an ambulance drove into our driveway, and we were all like, "Oh my God, what is this?" And then it pulled out and turned around and went down the street. What had happened was a person on a beer run had driven down the hill, somehow skidded, and banged into this old couple's house. They were in bed. It wrecked part of the house, and it moved the house's foundation a little bit.
Oh, no. Somebody's
so,
in trouble.
Yeah, that really made it a memorable
New Year's
Eve. And,
so they came to the wrong house.
No, they were trying to go into that one, but they had to come up here and turn around.
Oh, I see.
So we got the pleasure of,
which one of us is going?
Yeah, right. Then there was my marriage to Mark, talking about a party. We walked up the road to our friend's house, as we did every Sunday. We were carrying a bottle of champagne. It was in the morning. And it was curious that the two grandkids that were walking up there with us at 10 in the morning didn't wonder about why we were going to be drinking champagne. But when we got to Chuck's house, we said, "We're getting married." And he asked, "When?" "Today." He asked, "Where?" "Here." We were availing ourselves of Wisconsin's self-marriage. This is important. There's an option. No officiant is needed. Just two adults who are 18 or older.
Consenting. Two consenting adults.
Sure. At the time, we'd been living together for 17 years. Our vows, which we recited in union, were: we promise to do in the future as we have done in the pasture.
pasture.
I only wish my mother could have been there. She would have been so happy. But she died probably less than a year before that, and so it was really too late. Well, you may have noticed that I didn't mention wild youthful parties. There really weren't any. I was a good girl. Then I was a respectable married lady. It wasn't until I was much older that the parties became memorable.
I remember when you came to one of our parties. It was a family party, and I had made cosmos.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
I remember I drank some. I probably got drunk.
You were the only one, and you were. It was the first time you ever fell asleep at our party. On the couch.
Yeah.
And we would all go by and laugh, say things to you. And then you woke up and, I don't know, eventually everybody went home. And the next day, I thought, what made her so drunk that she passed out?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to find out why this happened. So I poured myself a couple of the cosmos. And the next thing I know, Mike comes home and he can't find me. And I'm in the back bathroom, naked, laying down on the tiled floor next to the toilet. And he goes, "What is going on?" And I said, "I'm a human experiment. I wanted to find out." He said, "Don't you ever do that again." Okay.
Okay. Party time's over.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. We are Nancy and Janet,
the Bitchin' Sisters.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.